This is really more interesting because historically more interesting mm-hmm. because it's richer. The new terms spread so rapidly, and it's nationwide, and it has currency for 2-3 months, and then it's gone.
And it goes like a fad. Mm-hmm.
So that it really is not becoming a part of our language. It's just here.
I remember the first time I heard the expression, "That's a fine rip-off." Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You hear that much?
Yes. In fact, that may be one term
that'll stick.
that seems to be sticking. Who used it the other day about sugar? Wasn't it the Secretary of the Treasury?
Yeah,
Simon,
uh-huh.
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rip-off for the consumer.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah.
Mm. I've seen it in somebody's.
Watergate's going to come in there now, usage one some way or the other. I like Quisling, you know, and.
Yes.
I don't know how it's going to fit in, but one of these days they'll have Watergate.
It'll be kind of.
An adjective that.
Yes.
Another Watergate, huh?
Boy, you had a million man up there that was just as guilty of Watergate as.
The
I think he was the best president we ever had.
I see the doctor.
Now, that's my personal feeling about him. He was the best president we ever had.
I think he'll have his day. He's not going to have it right now. But
goodness life.
He certainly hadn't got it now.
Sure doesn't
I feel so sorry.
I see where the doctor's at.
But he's so stupid in keeping those tapes. If he had just had sense enough to burn those things, I cannot.
Take anybody else. And they simply, those tapes would have disappeared
away. That is the reason why I can't say he's as smart as I thought he was. He couldn't have been so stupid about those tapes.
I think it's my judgment at any rate, it's a point in his favor. The man has very intense moral feelings. No matter what you say about the scandal. if he didn't have a tremendous conscience, he would have destroyed the tapes. You've been a respected
man.
Well,
he was too stupid to know that they were going to take him away from him.
Could be, but I think he really felt that that those tapes. They've got him on destruction of evidence, but he's anything but guilty.
He didn't destroy no
place. No, he sure didn't do that.
I would have put him on Fort Knox.
I would have burned him up.
Right.
I would have burned him up in a second, you know.
Yeah, and could have been done.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you another thing that I have heard, and of course it's just talk. That's absolutely all it is to it. Castro put up $5 million for McGovern's campaign. You know, he was as far out as man could be. That was enough to make anybody, I think, a government ought to have a right to know what the devil is going on.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make you want to break into a place. And he just said, I heard that same thing and I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
The hell way, you know?
Yes, I have heard that. That's why the Cubans were mixed up in it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he just took the worst course out in the world, you know. He got scared and started running, and that was bad.
So,
he just stood up and done like Harry Truman did. What the hell are you going to do about it, you know?
Except different days now. You've got television night after night after night after night, and it's pretty hard to get away with it. With anything.
Oh, that television, that's something. You know, right here in Greenwood, they did a lot of marching and carrying on in here. They had the cameras on them. They come down here. They call the mayor of Greenwood every name you can call a person. Those niggers came down here until those camera people said, I can't take any more of them.